I think it's more than colorblind. All right, I'll tell you why. I just got my hair cut. The Boston Tea Company, I'm here with Andrew Jacobs. Hello, Andrew. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. So, Andrew, I saw this Boston Tea Company, and it reminded me of something in school that I couldn't remember exactly what happened. The connoisseurs of the favorite since 1773. So you, purveyors of Boston and Bentley's finest teas. Okay, well, Bentley is what?
Bentley is our second brand. We created it. Because tea is so popular in England that we wanted to have, besides our Boston brand, which is kind of depicts Americana, we wanted a brand that also represented an English theme, and that's how we developed the Bentley's line of teas.
All right. Now, the connoisseur's favorite since 1773. Now, is your brand since 1773? Could that be?
Of course not. However, we do have a trademark on Boston Tea Party, and so we always incorporate that into our Americana theme. We use the history as a big part of our marketing program, and so since the Boston Tea Party occurred in December 16th of that year, it was the first event that really began the American Revolution. The reason of that event was the colonists were protesting the English taxing their tea heavily. So they decided, instead of paying taxes, they would dump all the tea that came over on the next ship into the harbor as a protest. And then they wouldn't send any more tea unless the taxes were lowered. And that's how the Boston Tea Party occurred.
There's history for you. What does peace mean to you? We're involved with world peace.
I think it's just people looking at another person and not feeling any sort of coldness or hatred or anything. We're all the same. We all have the same body parts and different characteristics, but we're all the same. So peace to me is everybody respecting the other person's right to do whatever they feel good about, as long as they don't harm anybody else.
Good man. Thank you very much for sharing the good news with us. Thank you.